One last crash and I'm awake, or whatever, in room number one. Buddha grinning down at me. A green box in my hand. It turns red, becomes hot as hell, and drops onto the ground, burning a hole straight down like a torch through ice. I get the hell out of the palace. America is nowhere. I'm surrounded by Kong and company. I'll spare you the missing in action chapter. It wasn't fun. It wasn't a joke. Being the prisoner of Charlie was no picnic. I got out, hit San Francisco, headed east, stopping occasionally, staring out at nothing from cafe windows, taking jobs and doing what was appropriate for an overeducated working class stiff like myself. All the time having the feeling of being followed, haunted by someone or something. The war, Fat Man, who knows? But the pieces are falling into place. All roads lead to New York City. Fats is back. That's what Eddie was telling me. I think the box has wended its way through the earth and it is time to seek it. Time for some soldier of misfortune to start looking again. Well, it ain't gonna be me.
Why not, Malloy?
Jesus Christ, where did you come from?
Sorry, Terrence.
Would you mind not calling me Terrence?
All right. Terry, we're partners, no? We did so well last time. We've come so far. No reason to stop now. We're the same, you and I. We want to know things. We possess imagination. We possess curiosity. We are the Seekers.
Wait one goddamn second, Fats. You left me to drown down there.
Terry, people don't drown in their own dreams.
Oh, yeah? Well, I beg to differ.
Besides, you made it, my boy. You are here, alive. Maybe not thriving. Maybe not doing so well as I would have liked. But you are alive.
Yeah? What about Eddie?
Ah, yes. Eddie. Poor Eddie. What a shame. He was a minor character who wanted to be a star. Peter Lorre wanting to be Bogart. Nick wanting to be Gatsby. Gabby Hayes wanting to be Roy Rogers. Or Gene Autry, whoever that was.
I've got the picture.
Well, you see my... He didn't know where he fit in the big scheme of things.
He got tired of working for scale.
Exactly, Terry. So we're finally starting to understand each other.
I doubt it. I harbor some Gatsby fantasies of my own.
But my dear boy, you know where fantasy ends and reality begins. That is the crucial difference.
Maybe.
He had to go, Malloy. You are the star of this show.
I cut it, Fats. I've canned the acting racket. I do private eye work exclusively now.
So tell me, Mr. Detective, the poor man's private eye, what have you uncovered about me? About a certain green box?
I know you're a rich pimp. I don't know who you work for, probably no one. You got a daughter with the sweetest lips this side of Madison Avenue. And you deal drugs. I know you from too long ago, from a place too far away to think about. A lot of people want you. I do not happen to be one of them. About the green box, I know nothing.
Good work, Terry. You know a lot, and not too much. Keeps you valuable. Keeps you alive. As to pimp, well, that's a bit harsh. I prefer businessman. As to pharmaceuticals, well, yes. A businessman has to do what he has to do. He buys and sells what and where the market demands. Terry, I'm not Joan of Arc. I do have a beautiful daughter, thank you. But she is not in your league, Malloy. Admire her from afar, if you will. As to the box, well, there is nothing in it. It's just a setup for the game. You see, the fun for me is to watch you seek. The glory of the Grail is in the quest. The Grail, a silly cup, its value increasingly determined by the difficulty of the search. And what a wonderful search, and what a wonderful story. come with me, my boy. What an exquisite tale you will unfold. Soldier of fortune, prisoner of war, TV movie, foreign distribution, video, paperback sales, t-shirts, a gold mine. I can make you a legend. Terry, your search is marvelous. Your mistake is seeking satisfaction. Become a star. Give me the key.
If there's nothing in the box, why do so many people want it? What about the girl?
For you, I will throw her in. You're Guinevere.
You mean Annika?
Annika? She calls herself Annika now?
Your daughter?
My daughter. You want her?
What's the deal?
You come with me. Bring me the key.
Where do we go?
Where else? Nicaragua, El Salvador. That's where the box is. Where chaos reigns. Ah, chaos. Whence good and evil emerge. Come. There is money to be made where men harvest death. Become the new legend. You get the girl.
Does she have any say?
Has she ever?
The fat man falls like a bag of Belgian potatoes. Not an easy fall or a clean fall. A fat man's fall. Things get knocked over. I bend over him. I can hear words whispered on the last ride of air from his dying lungs.
Pussy purrs. Fat is silver. Don't get scratched. It's your turn, Malloy. It's your turn. Take it. Take it.
Annika emerges from the shadows. She's breathing fast and shallow like she's in heat. Her eyes burn into me. I don't know whether she wants to shoot me or make love to me. She isn't dressed punk anymore. The East Village has given way to Fifth Avenue by the park. A different league, sure, but not out of mine. Not yet. Not tonight. She walks past me, smelling wet and rich, lowers the shade, and slowly strips. We take each other on my desk like animals. It was worth the wait. With the giddiness of children, the hunger of runner-ups, and the heat of the night, we found and touched and sweated till exhaustion on a secondhand desktop took the final round. She lights the victory cigarette, looks at me deadly, and says,
"Come with me, Terry."
"Where?"
"Lebanon."
"For Christ's sake, what kind of a family is this?"
"I cannot be sure. I don't know anymore how I truly feel. I loved you so true, and the next thing I knew, it was wrong and real. I was warned, I'll admit, to back off and quit when the whole thing was free and wild. But the choice was my own, not a sigh or a moan for the woman and the child. Now the soldiers of night come in by the light of your window. Baby, I can see, but they can't see me, so they don't know. But can the soldiers tell how far you fell? Do the soldiers know why you smile? Will they know what I've known, not to condemn or condone the woman and the child? So bad, for the times that we had and the nights that we knew. And sometimes when I'm asked, I curse the past, and sometimes I curse you too. But there's a highway sign, that's a new point in time that the old things just can't reconcile. So I can sing and sigh, but it's goodbye, goodbye to the woman and the child.